Baruch Hashem Adonai Shalom Mishpocha and Havarim, which means blessed be the name of the Lord, peace to our family and friends, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries Hour, live right here on Christian Radio, locally on 1220 AM, as well as the World Wide Web, WHKWradio.com, listening simultaneously as we're broadcasting. My name is John Bartlett, your co-host today, with our Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford. So, if you're not driving, get your pen, your Bible, and your paper, and get ready to take some notes and enjoy the next hour of learning God's Word, especially on the study of the end of days. And if you are driving, you might like to go to Shofar's website, shofarministries.net, later, not now, to listen, to take some notes, because today's program has many insights. You can re-listen on that website. You can check in to our website and re-listen to the program, and because if there's things that I wish I would have remembered it, it's going to be there. And it's very important to get this stuff right in this end time scenario. But first, we're going to go to our Father in prayer. We have a lot of prayer requests that we get through email and otherwise, and we want to lift this up. So please join us in prayer, because we've got some serious requests. And if you're listening to and you're a prayer warrior, please join me as we pray. Dear Abba Father, we thank you for this beautiful day, this Shabbat, and we thank you that all the children that are yours and that you've called and who you've called to learn about you, and we thank you for that. We want to lift up especially all the prayers that came in this week, and out of those prayers, especially we have a 20-month-old a baby injured by a car, and it was an accident. It was just a horrible thing. I don't want to do the details, but this baby is scheduled to be in surgery, and we want to lift that baby up, 20-month-old baby, and that's right here locally in the Cleveland area. And also, we want to lift up, when we know the name of this child, he's 4 years old, and his name is Luke, and he's right here in town, and he's fighting cancer. And we have a few more details, but I won't go into them now. But Lord, we just want to lift these folks up to you, and also the surrounding community, and those believers that are listening, and that we know that you're the healer of all flesh, and that you created us. You know every part of our body, Lord. And some of us, we need healing. The mother of the child that was run over by the car, she needs healing. In maybe different ways. She needs emotional healing. Father, we thank you that you've done this, that you sent Messiah into the world to save us, and he sits at your right hand at this present time as our high priest, and we just want to receive the healing of our spirits and our souls and our bodies from you today in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, John. But I have to tell you that while you were praying, I had a witness in my spirit that right now I would like every single person that's listening to this show to just bow your heads with me. If you're driving, if you can pull over, I just believe that God wants to answer some prayers right from who's ever listening today. It just feels really strong.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone that's listening, if you could just take a moment, bow your heads. And I want you to tell the Lord what is the heaviest prayer request that you need right now. Whatever it is, whether it be a healing or for somebody else, just right now, agree with me in prayer as you close your eyes. I believe the Lord wants to do something for you today. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I know that this is from you. This has been on my heart for the last 30 seconds as John was praying. And I just know that there's somebody out there, Lord, that you want to touch mightily. So I just lift that up to you right now. I pray that you will listen to every single person that is calling on you right now and giving them their heart's biggest problem right now or whatever it is. Only you, I know, Lord, understand and will answer their prayer. And I praise you, Lord, for that desire to just lift these up to you, Lord, because I know that you want to do something here. So I praise you, Lord, and I thank you and may you listen and hear and heal and answer these prayers today, Lord. And we'll give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you get blessed this week, please let us know.
Thank
we know
you
the Lord
for,
wants to do it.
Thank you for obeying their,
yeah.
their spirits.
Amen. God is so good. And you know, there's so many needs out there. There's so many. And God just wants to hear from you. So you just keep lifting him up. And sometimes I wonder if he allows us to go through things because it really brings us to our knees,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
Yes.
You know, if things are just always going well, sometimes we have a tendency of just maybe putting him a little more on the back shelf, you know?
Yeah. Not realizing that the reason things are going well probably have more to do with
yeah.
God than they do with you, even though, you know. So,
you betcha. Yeah. All right, and on a great note, Shabbat Shalom to you, and I want to welcome Jacqueline and her family, who I think are listening today from the state of Hawaii.
Well, you can do that now at
because the World Wide Web, you know, there are advantages of that.
Yes.
And I also want to welcome some new listeners from the state of Minnesota, I understand, are listening today,
yes.
too. So welcome, Minnesota.
Hello, Minnesota.
And we're going to be opening the lines later in this hour for your questions on the topic of the study of end days. And please don't feel like your questions don't matter, or you really don't, you know how to say it, or you'll think they're stupid. There are no stupid questions.
Yes.
There really isn't. And so feel free to call us regardless of what the question is.
That's
and
right.
We'll
and you know,
it on the air.
The Bible promises in the book of Revelation a special blessing and a special crown for studying the topic.
So it's got to be important.
So it's got to be important.
And if it's important, why don't more people want to know about it? I'm a little perplexed about that.
A little perplexed.
God, honestly, I hear this a lot. Oh, well, that's not my bag. I don't really care about the end times. When it happens, and I'm not going to fret or worry about it. But you know what? That's not what the Bible says.
I think it's a good idea just to know where you are at.
We're supposed to.
In biblical history. We're actually supposed to. We should.
Well, and you know why? Because when we know, we will look for him. And that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
If we're just saying, oh, I don't care about the end times, then you're not looking for him because you don't really expect him.
Yes. And if you're expecting him, I guarantee you, there's going to be some changes in the way you live your life.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So on that note, Sheila, what do you think are we going to discuss this week?
Because it has something to do with that. It's his return. And that is the season just before his return.
Okay.
Now, it's called Teshuvah,
mm-hmm.
which in Hebrew means to repent or to return to a closer walk with the Lord. And boy, I think everybody can certainly agree that they would want that.
Yes.
Yeah. But first, I just have a quick news item, and that is that tensions on the Israeli-Lebanon border. Now, I don't have a map. I don't have a map because it's radio, and I knew I wouldn't need one. But basically, Lebanon is on the north upper end of at the top of Israel, okay? And it borders with Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tensions are rising right now because it looks like Iran is sending Hezbollah in Lebanon these upgraded missiles. And these upgraded missiles do actually carry warheads of a half a ton of explosives with a 200-kilometer range. Now, this can easily land in the heart of Tel Aviv. Now, if you've been to Israel, you know that Tel Aviv is the biggest city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it has the most people. And a lot of damage can be done. It's not like having a missile go over in the desert, which, of course, it does from Gaza.
Yes.
This is serious stuff here. And these weapons also have greater accuracy due to the Chinese guidance system that was sold to Iran. Because Iran backs Syria, and Syria backs Lebanon, and that's attacking Israel. So it comes all the way from Iran, actually.
So this is really, Iran is at the,
it's
behind this.
Yeah.
Obviously, Lebanon is not being attacked by anybody.
Yeah.
Israel's certainly not attacking Lebanon.
No.
What would be the need of missiles like this?
Right,
yes.
Because Iran wants to destroy Israel.
It's very
so they're
obvious.
They're going through the neighbors.
And they're going through Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Right.
And
there are some Shiite Hezbollah there.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere, actually, up in that area.
Well, you talk about tents. This is very similar. Some of our listeners are old enough to remember the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the Soviet Union were sending missile launchers and rockets to be installed in Cuba,
right,
with nuclear warheads at that time, I think it was. But it's the same situation. Things are getting really
right, and Kennedy
tense.
Wouldn't allow it, and Israel
Kennedy
said
wouldn't
they
allow
would not allow it,
yes,
it either.
Yes.
They're watching very carefully from the crossing from Syria into Lebanon, and they're watching it. So they said it's just, they'll take them out. They won't allow it. Also, they said that Israel said that Lebanon would suffer serious consequences from any Hezbollah attempt to also assassinate any Israelis abroad. Apparently, some Israelis during the holiday season go up to Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they are being warned that the Israelis better not have any problems in their travels this year. However, that brings up another question, because in the Old Testament, and again, Jewish people are still from the Old Covenant. They don't accept Christ, so they're not part of the New Covenant. But it's very emphatic that during the holidays, and there were seven of them, that they were not to leave Jerusalem. And in fact, if they didn't live in Jerusalem, they were to go to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing the secularists, I guess, the ones that aren't Orthodox,
right,
are leaving during the holiday season.
Probably to go to family. Well, you know, we back on Shofar Ministries, we back Israel, but we back Israel because God backs Israel.
That's right.
And because of the promise to Abraham and Abraham's seed, and as far as that goes, it's the land. But you know what? The Israelis are no different from us.
We're bad.
I mean, there's people in Israel that are righteous. And they're living for God, but like America,
yes.
It's a small amount of people compared to the rest of them.
That's right. It's only a remnant, but isn't that what God says?
Yes.
The road is narrow and few will find it.
That's right.
Okay. So the ones that really don't care that much about the Old Testament, of course, leave. So if there's problems, they can't believe God, or they can't blame God, I mean.
Yes.
For,
in a way, that's true.
In a way.
In a way we can't. Works for us too, the same way.
Yeah. All right. So yes, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about Teshuvah.
I have something to get.
Let me just give you a little background here for those that are listening that have never heard this kind of thing before.
Okay.
The reason I teach Hebraic roots is so that we can understand the typology involved in the Old Testament that pertains to us as Christians today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So please understand that's very important. I just don't want you to think I'm doing this just because, you know, I want to, or if it's fun. It's to show you the relationship between the Old Testament and how Jesus is fulfilled in the New Testament.
That's right. We're not styling here, folks.
Yeah. Okay. So in the ancient days, there was a strong belief, and still today with the Orthodox, some strong Orthodox, is the probability of the resurrection of the righteous. Is there going to be a resurrection, John?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think everyone out there who's listening can agree there's going to be a resurrection.
Yes.
I mean, if you're any kind of a Christian, you got to know that.
Right.
Okay. So there's going to be the resurrection of the righteous, and there'll be a resurrection of the unrighteous much later.
Okay.
Okay. But in the Old Testament, they believed that the resurrection of the righteous would probably occur on an anniversary date of the creation of man,
mm-hmm,
or the creation of Adam, on his birthday. Today we call it Rosh Hashanah, which means head of the year, because with the creation of man was also the creation of the world.
Yes.
Okay. So why not celebrate the creation of the world every year?
Yes.
You know, we think it's January 1st, and we do that every year, and we watch the ball drop and all that stuff and get so excited, when in actuality it's probably on a Rosh Hashanah in God's calendar.
On God's calendar.
And we also
call it... The biblical calendar is another way to say it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We also call it the Feast of Trumpets that we talked about, and I'll explain that as we go on.
Yes.
So let me just reiterate again. They believe there'd be a resurrection. They believe it would be in the fall on a Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, they always wanted to make sure they would be part of this resurrection.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just to make sure, 30 days before the anniversary date, they would truly examine themselves thoroughly for any unrepentant of sin or unforgiveness or anything that might keep them from being a part of this most exciting and most talked about anticipated event.
Mm-hmm.
And so they call this season Teshuvah, which means to repent or return to a closer walk with God. It was an important time of the year, very important, so important that they would even blow a shofar every single day to remind them, hey, it's Teshuvah,
mm-hmm.
this could be the year of the resurrection.
Yes.
Now, again, John, because we also believe in the resurrection,
mm-hmm.
what do you think would happen if the resurrection happens, say, this year, and you're alive at the time? We're still alive. We're not dead.
Well, I think what would happen is something like what Paul writes about in Thessalonians, that if we're alive and we remain, we will go to meet.
Yeah, I think so too.
In the air. I don't think God's going to have to kill us
no.
so he can resurrect us. I think those that are alive during this resurrection.
And yet, John, that is so hard for people to grasp. They will believe in a resurrection,
mm-hmm.
but somehow they don't believe in the rapture, which is the same event. It's just that you're alive.
And, you know,
and translated in a.
Yes. Because, well, we know our listeners are not stupid, and a lot of them are very, some of them are, you know, smarter than me. I know that. But you got to know, too, that the word rapture doesn't occur in the Bible.
No, it doesn't.
But that doesn't mean
right.
that it's just, you have to call an event something.
We gave it a name.
We gave it a name, yes.
But mm-hmm. you know what it is in the Latin?
In Latin, it's
called reptural.
Reptural.
Yeah,
and that's where
well,
that
depends,
word comes from.
You know. But basically, it's a catching away. And if you happen to be alive, you're going to go up, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, anyways, that's pretty simple to me. So, naturally, the season just before, or 30 days prior, is called Teshuvah, to return or to repent. And that is beginning on August 21st. Okay? Which is the month of Elul on the Hebrew calendar.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Which happens to be the last month before the month that they celebrate the anniversary of the creation of the world.
Okay.
Which happens to be the month of Tishrei.
Tishrei.
Okay. But now here's what's really interesting. We see that in the Old Testament that God particularly will use this season to warn his people. So.
So, are there scriptures that bear that out?
Yes, there is, John.
Okay.
And I was hoping you would ask.
Okay.
Yes, as an example, in Haggai chapter 1, he begins by making sure that we know that it's Elul, or he calls it the 6 month on mm-hmm. the Hebrew calendar, so we know it's Elul. And this again, if you just know a little bit of Hebraic roots, when you're reading the Bible and you see it says in the 6 month, you know it's Teshuvah. So you know that he could perhaps be going to warn them,
uh-huh.
right? Because some year the resurrection will happen.
There's nothing put that's in God's word that is there superfluously,
not
I guess.
Not one thing.
We don't always know why, and we think they're just being a little wordy. No, there's a reason it says the 6 month. And that is the month of Teshuvah.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Anyway, it's true. God chooses this time to rebuke them for being lazy and not yet rebuilding his temple. And
mm-hmm.
they had come back from Babylon, and they were just taking care of their old houses. They cared more about themselves than God's house. And we also see even more than that, because God can look into the condition of their hearts. See, so
mm-hmm.
he chooses this time to say, hey, wake up here. But number one, God's people didn't properly discern his timing concerning the building of his temple, but also that God's people lived themselves in lovely houses while his house was in ruins. Now, God's people were prosperous,
mm-hmm.
but they never were satisfied. See, God could see that they just weren't satisfied. They always wanted more. They were self-centered, and their pockets had holes in them. And I wonder why that was. They weren't giving into the Lord's work,
mm-hmm.
so their money was disappearing, and that's what happens today, too.
It was going out just as fast as it was coming. It happens to us today. You know, there's such an analogy here in where we are
and
today.
Again,
and don't we always, it's our nature, we go, yes, I'm going to give to the Lord, or
but
yes, I'm going
this.
To do this for this person, but first I need to take care of me and my
right.
own.
Right.
But
and God knows that. And God looks at your heart.
Yes.
You know, His kingdom has to come first.
And then
God's people were seeking first their own kingdoms rather than God's kingdom. And for this reason, things were not working out for them.
And I believe, too, that that's why Jesus said in His sermon that we need to seek first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And then all these other things that we are seeking will be added to
will.
Us.
They will. They will.
He made a big point of that, you know.
So we must ask ourselves this month, okay, coming up here, Teshuvah starts August 21st. And so we must ask ourselves, whose kingdom are we building? Are our thoughts longing for Jesus? Are we eagerly awaiting His return? If these are really first, God will take care of all the rest.
Interesting. Now, any other scriptures that might apply here?
Well, yes, there is, John. I was hoping you would ask. We have it again in Ezekiel.
Okay,
he makes sure again that we know that it's the sixth month, which is Elul. Ezekiel is translated in the spirit and shown Israel's idolatry in the temple. He saw all manner of abominations, idol worship, even amongst God's elders in the dark, like God couldn't see them. We sometimes do sins if it's dark because we think God can't see. But in verse 18, God says, okay, now I will act in my fury. And He does. Because the next chapter, we see how the wicked are slain, but not the righteous, who had a seal of protection. Again, there's always a remnant.
Mm-hmm.
He protected them. And again, this will happen during the final judgment. Coming up.
Yes.
Is there any idolatry in your life out there today? Idolatry is anything that you put before God. A great example is, do you watch more TV than you do reading His Bible? Do you need to repent? Think on those thoughts when we go to a break.
Okay. Wow. Now, the lines will soon be open. If you have a question, just make sure the question's on end time eschatology. I'll give you the phone numbers now and a little bit later. It's 216-901-0933. That's 216-901-0933 or 888-677-WORD. That's 888-677-WORD, WORD. I'd also like to add that Shofar Ministries is a non-denominational 501c3, and all your gifts are tax deductible. Donations are really needed to stay on the air.
Yes, they are.
And as our gift to you for helping out, we will send you a handmade cross for your wall or yard, and you can make your checks or send your checks to P.O. Box 513 in Burton, Ohio, 44021, or just donate to the ShofarMinistries.net website and use the PayPal there. Perhaps you'd like to sponsor the show by advertising your company on Christian radio, and you can reach Sheila for details by calling her at home at 440-834-9006. And now, I'd like to remind you about one of our faithful sponsors, Mullet Masonry. Working with either brick or block or stone, they take pride in their work, and it has earned them a great reputation. They do residential chimneys, restorations, as well as big commercial jobs. They're located in Geauga County, but they'll service any of the surrounding areas, and that includes you, Cleveland. They're experienced. They do great work. They're affordable and very nice to boot. So, need a free estimate? You got little chunks of stuff falling off your chimney? You know, just call Chad. His number is 216-570-0177. That's 570-0177. And give him a try next time you need any facet of masonry work done. After all, Mullet Masonry helps to keep this show on the air. And be sure to tell Chad you heard him right here on WHKW Radio. And by the way, the lines are now open for your end time questions. Numbers again, 216-901-0933 or 888-677-WORD. Okay, now don't go too far. You're listening to the Shofar Ministries Hour, and I promise we'll be right back. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to hear a song from Nick Wing that I think you'll really enjoy. This song was written in memory of his recently departed mother. It's a very touching song, and it's a love song. I think you'll like it. So don't go away.
Are you ready to find that one special person you were meant to be with? Have you found it difficult to meet someone who shares the same values and beliefs as you? Someone who accepts you and loves you passionately for who you really are? Well, you have another option. At eHarmony.com, we can help you find that special person, your soulmate. The eHarmony process starts with your free in-depth personality profile. Then we match you with singles pre-screened for compatibility in all the most important areas of life, like intellect, core values, and beliefs.
With eHarmony, you're meeting somebody who's truly right for you.
From our first date, I realized that this is somebody that I want to spend the rest of my life with. And because of that, it has been such a blessing for both of us.
If you're ready to meet the love of your life, try eHarmony.com today. You'll not only receive your in-depth personality profile absolutely free, but you can also review all your compatible matches for free. You have nothing to lose and so much to gain at eHarmony.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who are concerned about how this economy is going to affect your life, I've got good news for you. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. We've helped thousands of Americans earn extra money working from home. You too could build a home business with a 3-step plan and control your own economy. Many of our members have replaced their job with a 3-step plan home business and earn more working for themselves. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. Our proven success system can help you build the extra income you need. You'll be your own boss and you won't be laid off or fired. You could build a sizable income and never have to worry about money again. To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
AM 1220, The Word. Talk with a purpose.
I see the brightness of your eyes. You're just a baby in the spring. The sunflower never lies. Too far from heaven and the sunshine of the day. I never let you go. And I want the world to know. I got a reason to sing. It's an everlasting spring. And I want the world to know. I never let you go. I never let you go. I see the teardrop from your eyes and the moonlight on your face. We'll watch the heavens rise and the stars fall into place. Oh, I'll never let you go. And I want the world to know. I got a reason to sing. It's an everlasting spring. And I want the world to know. I never let you go. I never let you go. Circles we will go. Let's hope the mysteries will unfold. All materials I sold for my love, my love. You're my love. I got a reason to sing. It's an everlasting spring, and I want the world to know.
let you go.
Welcome back to the Shofar Ministries Hour. Hey, that was a great song. That was by Nick Wing, a friend of mine. And if you'd like to learn more about Nick and his music, just give me a call or give us a call here at Shofar Ministries, and we'll contact him. Okay?
Sounds good. And I'd like to thank our other faithful sponsor, and that's Nicole Marouche, who is a sponsor of this show and a local representative of the all-natural Arbonne Health and Beauty Products, who will give you a free consultation on proper maintenance of your particular skin type, because we don't all have the same kind of skin. But also Nicole realizes that if you have never tried Arbonne, maybe you don't realize how great it is. So for a limited time, when you call her, she will send you a complimentary sample pack of Arbonne skincare products because, again, this is not just face makeup, okay? It's about having healthy, glowing skin. So be sure to give Nicole a call at 440-840-2176. And remember, Arbonne is non-toxic, very important in these infectious days. So call her, 440-840-2176, and tell Nicole that you heard about her on WHK.
Right.
Amen.
Right. It's good to take care of your skin.
It is, really.
If you can do it with it and make it pretty at the same time for you,
well,
gorgeous gals.
We deal with so many toxins out there now. You know, we want to try to make as much good things as we can for our bodies and
yes.
our pores and that get saturated with the air pollution, and I could go on and on.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
Hey, but we need to go on with...
We do.
We were... We just asked everybody out there about idolatry. Do you have idolatry in your life? And we asked them to think about
yeah.
that. What is idolatry for us? Could be the television set. Anything that really takes the place of our time with God, our intimate time in prayer, and especially
well,
in His Word.
Exactly. And I know, John, you...
Excuse me.
I don't know. I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I happen to know that you got rid of cable because it was taking too much of your time.
It was taking too much of my time. And
I think that's admirable. I really do.
And the other reason was I had a hole in my pocket, and it was, you know, it was going right out.
I had to cut corners.
And I had to cut corners. But, you know, I don't miss it, and it does. I do have more time.
That's right.
And I've learned something. Maybe I'll just say this real quick. If you can't study the Bible, if you've got some kind of mental block, but you know how to read, here's what I do. When I have a mental block against, you know, studying the Bible, I memorize it.
Mm-hmm.
This really makes the enemy confused because it confuses the enemy because he doesn't know what to do with you. And here you are, you're going to memorize that word. And you know what? If it's in your heart,
yeah,
in your mind.
That's a good tip.
Yes. If you can't grasp it, memorize it.
That's right. Amen to that. We should memorize it if we can't grasp it.
If we can grasp it, we should memorize it. And if we can't, we should memorize it.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about the season of Teshuvah and whether God chose this particular time.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he doesn't use other times, but he particularly uses Teshuvah or at least lets us know about it in the Bible by specifically telling us
mm-hmm.
what month it was when he rebuked the Israelites. And
you know, we saw examples you gave us from Ezekiel. Scriptural examples, and I believe the first prophet that you had was it Micah? Hagar. Okay. And now, are there any other other scriptures we should know about?
We know from history
mm-hmm.
that it was during this season that the handwriting on the wall occurred. Remember when Babylon was overtaken?
Oh, is that in the book of Daniel, right? Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
And it doesn't say it in the book of Daniel, I have to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But we know from history, because they have writings that showed that it was during that month.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Wow, and that's when it said, when the writing on the wall actually said, your kingdom is going to be, it was a warning, your kingdom's going to be judged.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
You've been weighed.
And it was during Elul that Nehemiah, he ran into so much trouble and opposition completing the wall in Jerusalem, according to Nehemiah 6:15, and
mm-hmm.
it's definitely during the sixth month. Remember, Nehemiah had gotten permission from the Persian king to return to the city of his fathers and rebuild it, since Jerusalem was in ruins, you know,
mm-hmm.
from its gates burned with fire from Nebuchadnezzar. And it says that it was the 25th day of Elul when the wall was finally finished, but Israel had many enemies going against them, and the surrounding nations finally just disheartened because it got done anyway, because even though they tried not to.
And they were
to finally admit that
they were forced to admit that God had his hand in this.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Now, don't get confused about the 6 months, because isn't that how you came up with all this? Because you took the time to learn the numbers of how the months were numbered. I don't know why that's a tongue twister for me, but you took the time, and you know that the 6 month is the month of Elul.
That's right.
And
it's always the month.
It just took a little bit
away.
Of time of learning how the months were numbered.
Right, on the religious calendar. Now there was a
that's
civil
really
calendar.
Cool.
That's a whole other
that's
story.
That's a whole
other
story.
Someday maybe we'll go through that. But mainly we know that Elul is always Teshuvah.
Teshuvah, time of repentance. Time of returning to the Lord your God.
And again, he warns his people before judgment is coming. He does it all the time, every single time. Noah warned the people for 120 years.
And that's merciful.
Yes.
That's merciful. Our God is merciful.
Yes. He warned the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot warned them, then finally he got Lot out of there.
Yes.
The picture of the rapture, of course, because we have to leave before that judgment can start.
And then that was a terrible judgment, yes.
Yeah, but it was also during Teshuvah that 9/11 occurred.
Mm-hmm. And I remember that was.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking
And actually
that.
A lot of things happened during Teshuvah. In fact, the hurricane season is always a big part of Teshuvah.
I often wonder if they actually base it on that knowledge. You know, when they say the hurricane season has started, or is it the other way around?
Well, it's always during that time.
It's always during that time. Yes.
You know, but
interesting. And some of those hurricanes have been pretty punishing now. I don't know if you want to get it go there, but definitely some of them had some, the timing of the hurricanes had, I don't know. We'll talk about that on another show.
It's not a pleasant, you know, because a lot of people do suffer in that. But
yes.
I do know this. A lot of people get on their knees after they've been through a hurricane.
Yes.
So what more can you say?
What more can you say?
You
right.
know, Hosea is very plain in the 5th chapter. He says, in their affliction, they will seek me. And it's just too darn bad that God has to allow these afflictions. And I'm only saying allow, okay? But that's when they come to the Lord. During the hard times, during 9/11, man, I thought, wow, we're going to have a revival.
Right.
It didn't last long, though.
But here we go. We have another season.
Coming up.
We're in it, actually.
August 21st.
It's August 21st.
In fact, we might even replay this show next week, John, because, as you know, I have a wedding, so I wouldn't be here next week. So I think we're going to replay the show because it's so important that people understand the season of Teshuvah, which begins next week. So, but also, here's the picture that we want to look at.
Okay.
Think of Elul as the final month just before your wedding. And then you have an idea of what Elul is all about. It's about preparation. Okay?
Yes.
So we think that Jesus could come back in the fall, which James says he will, at the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then, naturally, I get excited during this season, and I repent even more and make sure that my heart is right. Of course, if you're born again, your sins are taken to the cross. And you know what? If you're listening out there today and you've never really made Jesus Lord over your life, if you've never had the born-again experience, now you might be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say that you're a Christian, but you still have to have a personal relationship with Jesus where you've actually invited him into your heart to live and to reign in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. John 3 says, you must be born again.
And if you do that, if you pray to the Lord and you ask him, I want to be born again, I believe that Jesus has paid the price for my sin, you do that, God will give you the Holy Spirit. And you're gonna need the Holy Spirit, but you're gonna come alive, and you're gonna look back, and you're gonna go, wow, it's like I was dead yesterday, but today I'm alive.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
It's the spiritual is.
The spiritual dimension of it.
And then when you start reading the Bible, it starts making more sense to you, and the more you read, the more it makes more sense.
Not all the time, though.
No,
yeah, it does.
Let's
does.
Face it.
Yeah.
Before
actually,
we,
you have a love for
before
it.
Before we
You'll
did
have a,
that. Yeah. I was like, it was like reading someone else's mail. I hardly understood anything. Now, today, I still, there's things I don't understand, but I'm much better than I was before.
Right, right. But and the important thing is the spirit that God gives you will give you a desire to do it.
Well, it's a desire.
Right, yeah.
So, think of Elul as the final month just before your wedding. And, of course, this preparation is not physical and material in nature, but rather spiritual.
Right.
And this entire month is dedicated to preparing oneself to come before the King of the Universe at the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Now, here's another thing. The Hebrew letters for Elul,
mm-hmm.
would you say what they are?
Sure. They are Aleph, Lamed, Vav, and Lamed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you take the first letter of each of those Hebrew words, it's called an acronym,
mm-hmm.
right?
And you get a famous Hebrew phrase, and that is Ani Ledodi, Ledodi Li.
Yes, and what does that mean, John?
That means I am my beloved's, and my beloved's is mine.
And where does that come from?
It comes from the Song of Songs.
Okay,
or some in your Bible might be Song of Solomon.
Think of that. Mm-hmm. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. This is
wedding terminology. Sure.
Okay, so Elul just happened. I mean, wow. Is this amazing or what? But according to traditional Jewish thought, this is a month in which God's people can also find particular favor with him. And again, this other verse that I'm going to tell you now comes from the prophet Isaiah. And is often quoted,
mm-hmm.
but he says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him teshuvah, or return to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Yay!
We all need to repent, don't we, John?
There's that mind again. Let him forsake his thoughts, unrighteous thoughts.
That's right.
Ooh, there's that thing in the mind, you know.
It's a mind.
We can't hide in the dark.
And we all need to repent often, but let's look at ourselves more closely during the time of Elul, because maybe he's coming back this year. I'm hoping he does.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it, that's for sure.
We love to fool ourselves, though. We love to fool ourselves. It's our nature to fool ourselves into thinking God can't really see this.
Oh,
I'm a good person.
Look at all the good things that I do.
Yeah. God's not looking right now.
But he says your good works are as filthy rags.
That's right.
Unless he wants you in his word.
Yes.
He wants you to have knowledge of him more than all the things that you could possibly do. And that's what he says in Isaiah 5. Now, unless you're out there and you can say, oh, my life and my home are completely in order and my relationships are exactly as God would have them. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think we probably need more than 1 month for correcting errors just of omission alone.
I think we need many months.
No.
Yeah. But I'm serious. There's things that we don't see in ourselves.
That's true.
And that when you are studying God's word, you will see these things in yourself.
Thank God that he does know our hearts.
And
that's the main thing. But teshuvah always leads to positive change. A lot of times where healing occurs. So again, I'm speaking to you out there that are listening. What about your relationship with Jesus? Again, they sound the shofar every single day during the season to remind God's people to repent. Can you hear the voice of God gently convicting you of any spiritual unfaithfulness? Have you, again, neglected God's word? Have we spent more time in his presence than in pursuing your personal pleasure or gain? Has our love for him been passionate? Again, this is the month to search our hearts. And in fact, the word Elul in the Aramaic language means search. And we should all pray as King David prayed. He said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties and see if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in the path of righteousness and everlasting. But Elul is also a time of asking forgiveness of others. Again, according to the Hebraic tradition, God cannot forgive us for sins committed against another person until we have first obtained forgiveness from the person we have wronged. Now, this is in the New Testament. This is scriptural.
Mm-hmm.
in Matthew 5. Again, I think it's verse 23 or 24. But there's an admonition to reconcile with one's brother before even offering a gift to God. So it's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
So what a better time to be reconciled to God. If you're out there floundering, maybe you've walked away, maybe you're backsliding. Come on back to God and be reconciled to Him. Perform that spiritual house cleaning. And that period preceding that last shofar sound referred to in 1 Corinthians 15:51, okay? It could be this year, people. If it is, the days that are coming afterwards would be truly awesome. Knowing even a little of your Hebraic roots can bring so much clarification to these end days. You know, I am so grateful to those teacher mentors of mine that have helped me see more clearly and to fully appreciate the prophecy of His Word. But I've explained Teshuva today in detail so you will understand this one thing. If this is the year, you better watch the news. Because if He returns for His bride, the warnings preceding it will be heavy, with admonitions very great during this Teshuvah season. And that I can assure you of. And what's also interesting, again, Teshuvah begins August 21st. It's also the same day this year that the Muslim holiday of Ramadan begins. Same day. Now, it doesn't usually do that. But they actually have permission to increase violence against the enemies of Allah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So their violence usually picks up. And if this is the year, we could have a bumpy ride.
We sure could.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Something to think about, and the show is very important that I think, John, that we will replay it next week since we won't be able to be doing it live.
Mm-hmm. This isn't a new concept. This is a new concept for you. I know a lot of our listeners come from a Catholic background, they're born again, and the concept of Teshuvah shouldn't be too foreign to you because it's similar to what you were saying, Sheila, was it Lent?
Yes,
because there was a 30, and that's a 30-day period also.
That's right, and they actually celebrate Lent 40 days before the spring feast or Passover, or some people call it Easter.
And it's a time, I guess, of preparation and things.
Certainly
so,
it is.
Yeah, it's not really, this shouldn't be a foreign concert or concept.
In fact, they probably got Lent from the Teshuvah, because a lot of things that the Catholics do actually do come from them, even wearing the kippahs.
Yeah.
The bishops wear those, cardinals wear those maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, the cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it should not be foreign. Now,
might be foreign if you are in a Protestant denomination and you're hearing this for the first time. It's like, oh, or maybe you've discovered, like, a lot of churches today are discovering the Hebrew roots of their faith.
I know.
And they are
learning.
And that's
growing.
Very encouraging. 8 years ago when we did this, was it eight years ago?
At least 8 years ago.
There were not that many churches that were... You know.
Actually, I started teaching Hebraic roots in 95.
1995.
And you think I got some funny looks then?
Oh,
sure
Sheila,
did.
You'll always get funny
but
looks
from me.
But
what's interesting, though, I do want to tell you, is that Lent is 40 days. Well, I'm talking about the 30 days of Teshuvah prior to Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
But what's also interesting is that if the resurrection does not occur that year, that they do extend Teshuvah for 10 more days. So it ends up being a 40-day period. They continue it on to the... Feast of Yom Kippur. And then, if you still have aught against your brother or if you have unconfessed sin, they actually believe that your name would be taken out of the Book of Life by the end of that 40-day period.
That's true. And my understanding is that the Book of Life is the Book of the Living. You are not going to be included. You may not be included with the rest of the living in the year to come.
That's right.
And that's kind of something to think about. You know, especially, you wouldn't think about that so much if you were 30 years old, but if you were... 65, you might be really thinking on that one, but
that's right.
Or 75.
And it's very important that they made sure that they had no aught against anybody. In fact, there's stories that they would go miles and miles and walk across to other countries if they thought that there was somebody that they forgot to ask forgiveness from.
Yes.
Really. I mean,
yes.
It was very important.
We as Christians, we can learn a lot from our Jewish brothers and sisters, and just it takes a lot of guts, and a lot of Jewish people will ask you during this time of the year, if you work with Jewish people, out of the blue, your coworker will come up to you and say, I said this, a few years or a couple of weeks ago, would you forgive me of that? Or if there's anything I did, would you forgive me of that? And they will do that. Something we can learn from.
That's right.
And a lot of us have fractured relationships and things like that. And this is a good time of year. I'm not asking you, you have to get these things fixed up for God to accept you. But
no,
He knows your heart.
He
you
knows
don't
your
have
heart.
To do that.
That's
he
right.
knows your heart.
But it's a good thing to do.
It's a good thing. If you can, you do your part, and I think God will do the rest.
That's right. Amen.
That's really cool.
Another hour gone, John.
Goes so fast. And
summer's almost over here.
That was a very good show.
There's a lot of good things in that, and I hope that people will tell their friends that didn't maybe listen today to be able to listen to next week, since it will be.
If you miss us live somehow on the radio, or you miss us live on the live feed on WHKWradio.com, don't fret, because you can pick the shows up.
Right.
At shofarministries.net,
where
they're all
archived. Radio podcast.
That's right. Now, if you have questions for Sheila, or if you would like her to speak at your church or home group, just email her at sheila@shofarministries.net. And Shofar is spelled S-H-O-F-A-R, okay? This is a listener-supported radio broadcast, and if this show is blessing you, then we'd love to count on you for your help, because we really need people's help to keep this show on the air. And any and all of your donations are extremely important and vital to this Hebraic Roots Ministries. Please consider being a partner in this endeavor. Use PayPal or send your gift to Shofar Ministries, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. All donations automatically will put you on the monthly newsletter, which is full of gold nuggets and current events of these last days right here in America and in Israel. So why not check out the webpage? Newsletters and previous radio shows are archived. And thanks to Lou Buckles, who is very fair priced and willing to help you with your own webpage. Let us know if you're interested. We'll forward your number to him if you have anything like that needs to be done by Lou. He's good at it, okay?
And also, let's not forget to tell them about the great study for anybody that's just starting out learning Hebraic Roots. And it's two DVDs of my actual teaching at a church, Hebraic Roots 101, Parts 1 and 2. And it's available on the webpage as well, shofarministries.net.
Must have. It's a must have if you're just getting started in this. Right? Okay. We're going to end with the Aaronic blessing, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Have a good time.
We're going to bless you and put the name, God's name, on you this afternoon, from Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. Yevrechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ya'er Adonai panav alecha v'ihunecha, Yisa Adonai panav alecha v'yasem lecha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace, or shalom. Till next time, sha'alu shalom, Jerusalem.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper.
Not maybe.
Not maybe.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford at the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the right-hand side of the screen, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the Internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@shofarministries.net. That's Sheila@shofarministries.net. Please join us next Saturday at 1 p.m. for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program is sponsored by Shofar Ministries.